It's Thursday, November 14th, 2013, and you're listening to Last Time on Video Games, the podcast about retro video games and sometimes some other stuff. You're listening to episode 37, Master of English. Ha 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 ha. Runtime for this episode is 48 minutes.
Hello and welcome to Die. My name is Jeremy.
I'm Zach.
Snicked, bub. I'm Tyler.
I feel like I should out X-Men you now, and I just froze. It makes me sad.
Flex, Tyler. Flex.
So, this week we're doing X-Men. We just played a round of it before recording.
Yeah, we did.
Also, there's a little bit of beer involved. Not a whole lot. But
also, this is probably the 12th game they made just called X-Men.
It is. I think the other game that had, like, Street Fighter-style inputs is also called X-Men.
I had one on the NES where you could choose between Iceman, Wolverine, and Nightcrawler, but Iceman was the best because projectiles, bub.
I played two on the Genesis, one of which is still in my basement somewhere.
Is it actually just called X-Men, though?
I think so. I think one of them is X-Men. I think the other one might be X-Men 2. I could be wrong.
Oh, but you don't have Adamantium Rage?
No.
That seems like it should be a limit break of some sort or something.
Have you seen Linkara's review on Adamantian Rage?
I don't think I have.
Where he punches the angry video game nerd.
No.
Yelling, Adamantium Rage! And he goes around punching people. So, yeah. We played X-Men. It was all like, X-Men. But before we get to that, what else have you been playing, Tyler?
I don't know, a lot of things. We had a Minecraft party this weekend, which was pretty cool.
Party might be a generous word, but we did craft some mines.
Okay, I guess we got a bunch of people on my server and we played Minecraft, which is, for me, a party because I normally play solo hardcore. So
I went on an adventure and was like, oh man, this is cool. And they're like, let's make a base there. I'm like, I'm way far away. Like, you're not that far away. And then like 6 days later, you're like, after our long and perilous journey, we have arrived at this cool mountain.
And then we started making a sky rail back. Ed finished that night, or the next night.
Oh, wow, now I'm totes jelly.
I'm
amazed he could do anything on his own, since he managed to turn in the opposite direction of where we needed to go, even though there was a Gondor-style beacon. Tyler had set up beacons to guide us back, and I called dibs on Rohan.
To be fair, I did mostly finish the rail. Well, I guess the base for the rail. That's actually a hole he did, is he finished the stone portion, but he didn't actually put rails on
it. How many times did he die while he was doing that?
More than I did, which is impressive because I kept falling off the top of the thing.
Immediately after we would get there, and I had to, like, look around the gown scrounging for all your resources.
Ed had to do that a couple times, too. I forgot to sleep in your bed.
Oh, yeah, so because you forgot to sleep in my sweet bed, you were like 6 days away when you respawned.
It was only 2 days once I didn't have to put down Gondor torches. But in addition to that, I've also been playing Odin's Sphere. I'm on story 4 now, I think. It's a freaking awesome game, guys. You should play Odin's Sphere. It's cool. I don't know what I like about this game. It's like
it's the got cool art.
Yeah, the art is really awesome, but
the story's acceptable.
Yeah, the story is acceptable. I was gonna say the story isn't that great, and the gameplay isn't that awesome, but for some reason
you can grow meat trees.
You can grow sheep trees, and it's amazing. Out of the souls of your fallen opponents. Like, this micromanagement of, like, collecting fruit and, like, measuring how much experience you're going to use for your weapon and how much you're going to use for food is, I don't know, it's so enthralling. And the story gets better the longer you go into it because you constantly replay, like, the same one-month period over and over as a different character, which is pretty cool. I like that idea, which is probably why I like Majora's Mask so much. That's largely what I've been playing. I can't remember much of anything else. I played a little Puzzle Quest, I guess. Does that count?
Ish. Now that you have a 360 with my name on it, you need to play Walking Dead.
That's right. I forgot about that. I've also been playing a somewhat substantial portion of Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I have trained myself to almost always reliably do a Shoryuken while facing right with a thumbstick. I can do it kind of on command, facing left.
We should have at least one match before I'm banished from your home.
Oh, I also found out that Ryu has a move where he can just, like, charge up an invisible fireball. I didn't even know this. I wouldn't bother to read the command list for all the characters I've been playing. There are, like, 20 more. Okay. There are probably about 3 moves for each character that I didn't know that they had in this game.
Cool.
It helps.
That might be that you have the Ultimate Edition, and
That's possible.
Familiar with the original move lists?
Pineapple Surprise! Speaking of pineapples, Zach, what have you been playing?
Well, in
games
the...
on a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob doesn't wear pants.
Well, in the interest of keeping with the pineapple theme there, I've been playing Battlefield 3.
Wait, what? What does that have to do with pineapples?
X-Men.
What do you think he's... What do you think Deadpool's talking about?
Grenades, but...
Yeah.
Because it's a pineapple, but...
Yeah.
I guess there are grenades in Battlefield.
Exactly.
Okay, fine.
Now that we've walked you to the reference, I've also been playing a lot of Grid 2 and The Bigs 2. And now if you'll cast your minds on the winds back to when we're talking about baseball, whatever, I can't remember the full title. It was baseball. It was like the
was
second.
The one we
baseball.
Actually played was baseball.
Yeah, I think it was actually just called baseball.
No, we played Bases Loaded. We didn't play baseball because I complained that we were playing Bases Loaded before we played baseball.
This is the one I was talking... Well, this is the sequel to the one I was talking about.
Baseball but it has, 2?
No, The Bigs 2. Oh. And one of the funnest things about it is it has home run pinball.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yep, the pitcher will throw to your batter, and you're trying to hit like signs in Vegas and stuff, and you get points based on what you hit. It's a lot of fun.
Wasn't the Bigs, like the arcade-y one?
Yeah. There's Turbo.
Like NBA Jam.
Kind of in a home run button.
Oh, I had one other thing. I finished Wind Waker since the last time we recorded.
Oh, how did you like it?
It was basically the same game that it always was, which means it's amazing.
Did you totally stand up Ganondorf in the eye at the end and be like, wow, that was violent for this art style?
Yes, I did. But, I also read, like, a tenth of the Hyrule Historia. That's an amazingly long book.
You got that?
It comes with the Wind Waker version of the Wii U, so.
I'm not going to steal it at all. I'm not planning the heist right now. Zach's not my wheel man. I'm not considering who's going to be the distraction as we speak.
Well, I got through the chapter that was basically, here's all of our concept art for Skyward Sword. I'm like, that's neat and stuff, but I really want to go learn about esoteric Hylian history. And then the next chapter was esoteric Hylian history.
And the dumb thing they did to the timeline, that now there are three timelines because reasons.
Well, because it couldn't all happen at the same time.
Two timelines make sense, though. There's a clear break.
That is true.
There's no reason to have a third timeline.
Well, because Link got his ass kicked in one.
That I don't remember that happening. I played Ocarina of Time a lot as a kid.
You're reading...
Wait, didn't you die once? You never died against Ganon?
Nope, never.
Nope.
That's not a thing that happened. I don't know if you know this, but I'm totes good at Zelda.
You're reading lore for Zelda.
Yeah.
Zelda has a lot of lore, just not much story.
I actually read a lot of...
It's kind of like Lord of the Rings in that way.
Ah.
I read lore in almost every game I play. Like, I read every single piece of text I picked up in both Mass Effect and Oblivion. Like, I don't know. I can't get enough of that background information.
I love doing that in Mass Effect. That was most of the game for me.
Yeah, and then they went and screwed up their whole... Like, everything made sense in Mass Effect. In Mass Effect 2, they're like, now you have to reload because of reasons. It's more efficient, we swear.
Sure, more efficient.
Well, it's better for game mechanics, I suppose, but it completely destroys their concept of, like, being able to arbitrarily affect... Oh, speaking of which, this is what the Higgs boson will eventually allow us to do, is basically what happens in Mass Effect.
Well, the problem was you went from being an RPG that had third-person shooter elements to a first-person shooter with some RPG... or a third-person shooter with some RPG elements, and I don't think I like the Switch.
Oh, but that's basically what Bioshock was, but I feel like Bioshock probably did it better.
Well, consider when you're comparing Mass Effect 1 to Mass Effect 2 and you're playing, say, an Adept, you feel like a freaking badass when you walk into a room and go, okay, lift that guy, shove that guy, barrier, because I just got shot, singularity, and what the hell, I've got it available. I'm going to warp that dude over there.
And consider that a lot of people who played System Shock 2 hated Bioshock because it took out all the RPG elements they liked.
Yeah, I feel like they're different games, though. Like, they're... Okay, well, they're very, very similar.
So are
games,
Mass Effect and Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, but they're claiming to be part of the same series. Bioshock at least didn't claim to be System Shock 3, so... I don't know. Well, actually, my argument was for Bioshock... Or for Mass Effect 2 because Bioshock was good, so...
Well, the problem there is that they link... They give you all these fun abilities to use, right? Well, not very many. They kind of took away a lot of the real fun ones. And then limited your ability to use them by linking them all to the same cooldown.
Also, people have shields, and shields make them immune to everything.
You need to have somebody who has overcharge
So I remember my strategy in the first one was once I got an adept in my party, just have them float everyone, and then I would just shoot them while they're floating in the air. So,
what do you think brilliant. I did as an adept?
Oh, man, I forgot to ask you this. Have you caught up on Legend of Korra?
Yes,
have
I'm
you
current.
Caught up?
Varric is awesome, and I'm sad that he's evil.
I agree. He's obviously evil. I like it. So in the most recent episode, Mako goes up and confronts him, and he's, being all coy about being evil and, trying to surreptitiously offer him protection money, basically.
Yeah, he's trying to blackmail Mako, and Mako's just like, no, I don't want a job for you. I don't want to work for you.
You're
no.
an asshole. But, and then he goes back to walking over the coals on the way back. I'm that's perfect. And that reconciles the fact that he's a goofy idiot with the fact that he's a criminal mastermind. I guess he's really more a business mastermind.
Who's just okay with shady dealings because
it's profitable.
It's pastiche of early New York.
I really like the fact that it's 1920s era. That was
it's roaring 20s New York
with
airbending universe.
It's fantastic.
And mechs. Don't forget the mechs.
I could have just watched an entire series done in that art style, or really just about the first Avatar.
Yeah, I don't know. The art style is very different, and that's definitely what makes it good, but I don't know if I could stand a whole season with that, painted look. Like, the backgrounds and the way the characters jump out from them, it's striking, and it's good for a story or flashback, but...
I don't know. I would have watched one traditional anime-style run of it, so 20 some odd episodes, 22 I think is.
The season is already more than half over.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird, and they've just established the stakes.
The show has weird pacing. That's a lot of people complained at the end of the first season that she figured too much out too quickly.
Well, they weren't sure they were going to get a second season, so they wanted to wrap everything up.
Ah.
That's why the villain also dies at the end, sort of, not off screen exactly, but away from the protagonists.
But now that they have a second season, they can be like, oh no, we'll take five seasons for this. Oh no, it's good.
Yes.
You should still catch up on Adventure Time, though, because Adventure Time.
I've been still watching Breaking Bad, but I just finished season 4, so only one more to go.
Really? Is it only 5 seasons?
Yeah.
Man, I feel like that ran for a decade.
So do I, but...
With as much as everyone was talking about it.
It's really like a comic book in the best way, in that at the end of every episode, you're like, oh, what happens next? And they managed to do that for 105 episodes, so that's pretty good.
I'm kind of excited for Game of Thrones to come back, if only because I haven't read any of the books. So,
yeah.
And they kind of ended on they ended on the episode before the last as a cliffhanger, and then
they do that every season. You might not have noticed if you're just watching them through, but episode 9 of every season is this major cliffhanger, and then episode 10 is a denouement.
I have noticed that. So, well, someone pointed it out to me before I started watching, and then I watched and knew what to look for. I'm like, oh, yeah, it totally does that. Anyway, what have you been playing?
Zach, have you been playing anything else before we move on?
Yes, I don't. I think I might be done.
You think
yes.
You might be done?
I don't think I've been playing anything else I want to share.
Well,
I'm confused.
I've been playing the Pokemons. I got a Dao Blade. It's awesome. I need to get to level 51 so it learns Sacred Sword before I involve it into an Aegis Slash, but...
Is Sacred Sword a ghost type out of curiosity?
No. It's normal. Or no fighting, I think. But it has Shadow Sneak, which is a priority ghost move.
Oh, okay. I know which one you're talking about.
And Cut, because duh.
Well, you can't... Does it learn that naturally?
No,
because I really feel
cut.
Like it should.
It
I guess it could
slash.
Learn Slash, Night Slash, maybe?
It does. A lot of it
slash.
Has, like, Slash, Night Slash. Mine had Fury Cutter.
Yeah, it starts with Fury Cutter. I feel like there's one other obvious Slash move, but can't think of it now.
There's, Dragon Slash and...
No, that it has, but...
Oh, okay. I don't know. Ghost Slash, is that a thing?
No. It doesn't learn Lick, either.
Well, damn. That doesn't make... Or that doesn't... Words. Skipping that part.
I have a Lucario I'm not using now, and a Lapras I'm not using.
Yeah, they give you a Lucario.
Awesome.
And
but,
a Lapras.
But not a Tyro, or not a Tyro, whatever the hell the unevolved form of it is.
Relu?
Yeah.
No. What else do I have on my team? A Gardevoir I'm not using anymore.
What are you using? Because
Blaziken, Venusaur, Greninja, Dowblade, like I just said, Crobat, and my Tyrant just evolved into a Tyrantium, I think. I can't remember the name.
Tyrantrum.
Not an Aegis Slash, though?
No, well, it needs to learn Sacred Sword.
Does it not learn any moves after it evolves?
No, it's Stone evolves. so it doesn't get a moveset afterwards.
Yeah, it's a Dusk Stone.
Kind of like
every stone Pokemon, yeah. That's not Eevee.
Eevee only learns good moves after you stone evolve it.
Yeah.
Or I guess evolve it in general. It doesn't have to be with a stone. Are there fairy stones? Is that how you get Sylveon in that?
No, you need to make, it needs to know, Eevee needs to know if you're a fairy type move and have two hearts of friendship with you to evolve into Sylveon.
It's affection, not friendship. They're separate.
Does it learn those naturally, or would you have to use a TM?
Female ones do.
Oh. Well, no, they both learn. There's one that they both learn. But the female ones start with...
Baby Doll Eyes.
Baby Doll Eyes, yeah.
Is that actually the name of the attack?
Yep.
Oh, Pokemon. Anyway.
It's like an attack reducer or something, if I remember right.
Well, they have cute charm for that.
Kingdom of Loathing, sort of just been automating my adventures. The new item of the month isn't that exciting. It's cool in concept. It's Pantsgiving. It's a pair of pants that let you eat more food because they're so loose. Also, they did an Accordion Thief revamp.
Awesome.
There were phantom accordion thieves wandering around, led by totally not Weird Al Yankovic.
I don't feel like he would be an accordion. I feel like Beck would have been the better choice for that, but...
Maybe. But he was mad that people didn't like Pokemore.
Pokemore?
Polka.
Oh, Polka. Okay, gotcha.
There were too many mariachi in that universe.
Well, no one likes Polka, let's be honest.
Well, the Argentinians like Polka.
Which is why Polka will never die!
Because Argentina is still a country. We should take care of that.
We'll get top men on that. Top men. And League of Legends, because always. I'm a little sad I didn't get up to gold, and I'm not going to be able to before the season rolls, because they revealed that the character that's getting a skin, if you're gold or higher, is Elise, who's a character I like, and her other skin sucks. It's a rosebush for a spider. Why would you put rosebushes on a spider?
So will you just not be able to get that skin anymore
it? Same with the old Riven, and I think Janna was the one they did before, or maybe Jarvan. No, it's Jarvan the Fourth. Had the first victory skin.
Jarvan the Fourth.
Yeah, he's the king of Demacia. He yells, Demacia! And sticks people in a ring of earth, and then hits them with a staff sword thing. And then I got Hearthstone beta key!
Finally.
Yeah.
You've only wanted into Hearthstone since, like, ever.
Well, it's at least, like, a month and a half ago when they first started giving out beta keys.
Yeah.
I feel like they kind of selectively chose those because the guys at Penny Arcade got one.
No, they always give them to media people.
Oh.
My brother got one, too, now.
But I didn't know about it. You can sign up saying, hey, I want a beta key for this, and I didn't know Hearthstone was a thing before they gave out beta keys.
Gotcha.
And they just did another big run because they're doing stress test stuff. Unfortunately, the first day I got it, they couldn't handle the stress, and so it was very hard to get on and play. But since then, they've adjusted. It's fun. I've got a good mage deck and a halfway decent paladin deck.
I bet they're using Nginx.
Yeah. What is that?
It's a super fast server for serving up simple stuff if you have something else on the back end. So, I don't know. It's a server.
Okay.
Like 20% of the internet is hosted off of Nginx right now, so...
Although Blizzard might just have cash that they've stacked together in a server shape and are using that.
Well, that's how most people over at Activision solve problems, throw money at it.
Although fewer people play World of Warcraft now than League of Legends.
Really?
Yeah, League of Legends is now the number one played game in the world.
Really? Holy hell.
Actually, I guess I knew that.
They have a fairly draconian policy, though.
About?
Leaving servers early.
And how would you know that?
Well, my computer's having problems.
Yes, it has. I've been helping you with those.
Yes.
Did it involve League of Legends and you getting banned because your computer died?
I wasn't banned.
You got a warning?
I got a warning.
You got a sternly written letter?
Kinda. I have a level 1 leaving games early.
I have a level 2 being a douchebag.
Well, it wasn't intentional.
That's also a penalty you can get.
I felt really bad. I suppose the cat's out of the bag on that one. League of Legends is the last game I've been playing. And I gotta back up and sound like even more of a hypocrite than I usually do. It's actually a lot more fun than I thought it was. And the listeners don't get to hear the long rants I go on Saturdays with Jeremy about stuff like this. He gets the full benefit of me sounding like a complete and total moron.
Yep.
Have you started playing online at least?
Yeah, that's
you
when
have to
I,
play online.
You have to be online.
Train.
I was playing.
Well, you have to be online to do that too.
I was playing co-op games against bots when my computer dropped me out because it blue screened in the middle of the game. which is where both of my drops came from. But like when I'm actually getting to play, it's a lot of fun because, well, frankly, I suck, but...
that doesn't stop me from playing games, so...
No, I played Halo with you. No, it's one of those games that you need to learn a lot of stuff to be good at.
It's got a high learning curve.
Yeah, I just don't know any of it right now. And
that was my problem. Alex's brother tried to get me to play, and he's like, here, you play this character. She's the easiest character in the game, and we'll play 2v2 and have a bot fill the third spot for both teams.
Well,
and I'm like, okay, what do? I'll throw fireballs. No, don't throw fireballs right now. What are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. Well, demonic teddy bear.
It's actually not that big a deal. Like, because I've been playing against beginner bots, which are pretty easy to learn basics against. And then...
for certain definitions of basics.
Well, then playing a couple of games with the master over here and having him tell me what I was doing wrong or doing right in individual games.
Speaking of the master, do you have a pocket watch?
No.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
So,
da-da-da-da-da-da.
I think that's the better way to learn is just have someone tell you what you're doing wrong or doing right and figure out from there.
I wish my laptop worked and we could play in the same room because I could teach you a whole lot more if we, you know, had actual speech. But, alas.
I've been considering investing in a headset mic recently because I've been joining Dan's random get-together parties.
I have a headset mic, but it's USB, so I can't use it.
You should consider investing in a new laptop.
I should.
I'm doing that. I'm looking at new computers in general.
I have some random desktops that are technically servers.
That's actually one of the big reasons I wanted a Hearthstone beta key, is I can play Hearthstone on a touchpad without wanting to kill myself.
Because it's just a card game. There's no worry about doing things in speed, right?
Yeah. There is a problem where if I'm like, my cursor's hovering over the end turn button and I hit the touchpad the wrong way, that can be a problem, but it hasn't happened yet.
I actually turned that feature off on this laptop when the touchpad still worked to tap the touchpad to make a click.
Yeah.
Because that annoyed me. For the users who can't, or for the listeners who can't see this, there's a, if you scroll on the right side here, it'll like zoom in randomly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why would you even have that?
Mine's if you go across the top, it does it.
Like, why? Who? And
it scrolls if you go on the side.
I don't think mine has that.
But there's, like, no indication that it would do that. How? Why? Why would you do that, people who make touchpads for laptops?
Kaiba, why would you do this thing? You know what else I wonder why we would do? Make a 6-player X-Men arcade game and record the voice acting in Japan with people who didn't know how to speak English, but do it in English. So you get lines like, "Welcome to die," and "I am master of magnet. You are nothing."
Because get this pause.
I forgot that he said, "I am master of magnet."
Yep, that's what he says when you fight him at the end boss. He's like, "I am Magneto, master of magnet.
You fell into our trap.
Shield.
You are dead."
You really like that one.
X-Chicken. So good. I wish every final boss just like gloated so maniacally and happily when he killed you. Bowser was like, "You are dead." I can't do a Bowser laugh. That was more Tim Taylor.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of how Bowser would sound, but he's never really had like a voice actor, so
I'm thinking of the Mario 64 where he had the like the really deep laugh, you know what I mean? No?
Oh yeah. I can't even
Rawr! Like when he got thrown into a bomb.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. Don't look at me. I don't know.
So X-Men. In the 21st century, going down. And the only way to stop it is the X-Men.
If you are a comic book fan...
this game will make no goddamn sense.
If you're a normal person, this game will make no goddamn sense. But if you're a comic
Xavier
book fan, it will make even less sense because stuff that never happened in the comics is apparently happening.
Well, did you know, for example, that Magneto has complete control over all the Sentinels?
Well, to be
fair... and that Kitty Pryde is extremely easy to capture.
And a redhead, apparently.
To be fair, they never built a part of Gotham that they walled in as a prison and sent all the prisoners there.
Well, I
but
guess
still.
Technically in the 3 X-Men movies that Marvel made, you know, with
3, we have number 7.
Well,
coming
the 3 from way back when.
Okay.
They have Kitty Pryde/Shadowcat in all 3 of them, and her age is different in all 3 of them.
Sweet.
She goes from, like, high teenager to little kid to middling teenager.
Well, she does have the best power, which is not exist, so... Although, can you still affect her psychically while she's not existing?
Probably. I know she hates Emma Frost, and she has psychic powers, so odds seem good.
Well, yeah, but everyone hates Emma, so...
No, everyone loves Kitty, so they hate Emma for with her.
As I say, I don't really know why. I'm not a huge comic book reader, but X-Men has always been one of my favorite franchises for some reason, and I think I blame the 90s cartoon for that.
Yeah,
honestly.
It's a terrible, terrible cartoon, but it's good at making little kids think the X-Men are cool.
Mostly
somehow.
Just Gambit, actually.
Okay, Gambit is amazing in that cartoon.
Gambit is like the only cool Cajun ever.
There's an episode where they're secretly trying to investigate an island to see if it's safe for mutants or they're just being exploited. And there's a hotel that that they're staying at is like, ask about our mutant discount. And Gambit immediately goes, maybe we should tell them. We save maybe 30%. It's amazing.
I don't remember anything about that cartoon.
It's terrible. Cyclops is just the worst mutant being ever.
So pretty much like the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's normal.
Maybe this was the reboot where he had an estranged brother who could...
Oh, no, that's canon.
Who had hand lasers instead of eye lasers?
Yeah, Havoc.
Oh, okay, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, their powers can't affect each other.
What?
Or themselves.
What? It's lasers. How do you not
technically
get...
Technically, it's concussive force.
That doesn't even make...
Well, remember, Gambit's power is to imbue things with kinetic energy.
And cause them to explode, because that's what kinetic energy is, right?
Okay, so Gambit is not playable in this game. Neither is Kitty Pryde.
He should be.
You do have Cyclops, because he's a terrible leader. Wolverine, because Snicktbub. Storm, because you need to beat the Morlocks in a knife fight, although they took that level out. Nightcrawler, though he doesn't get a sword. Colossus, who is the best, because his mutant power
flex
and kill everything on screen. And Dazzler, because they thought it was still the 80s in 1992.
Super happy disco time.
Dazzler, because you may not know, has disco powers and can shoot lasers out of her hands. Cause disco.
Disco
amazing.
Lives in Dazzler.
They later recycled her powers for Jubilee, who is even more terrible somehow.
So I was noticing the connection there between Jubilee and Dazzler, who basically have the power to shoot colored things. Although Jubilee doesn't act like... Isn't her power color?
No, she shoots firework-like blasts.
She uses color spray.
No, color spray is one of the best spells in the game. First level? OP. But...
I'd rather have sleep.
Sleep is AoE, but color spray is
better known as create slaughterhouse.
Sleep can friendly fire, though.
So you just tell a fighter to get his fat ass out of the way.
And Jubilee's really more of an attempt to recreate Shadowcat that failed terribly. But they tried again with X-23 and did an okay job at.
That's because X-23 at least is in some ways badass.
She does wear
too much
eyeshadow.
She's almost as good at Wolverine at what he does.
Yeah. I'm the second best at what I do, and what I do isn't very nice.
Did you ever play Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2? Whenever Deadpool levels up, he goes, hey, now I'm better at whatever it is Wolverine does.
Yes, I did play that one. Say, so speaking of Gambit, he's in Marvel vs. Capcom 2, but not in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
They took a lot of characters out of Marvel vs. Capcom 3 as from 2, because I've seen you guys play that. There's a ton of characters in that game.
I feel like they made each of the characters in 3 deeper, but come on, guys, it's Gambit. Everyone likes Gambit.
But in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, you have Deadpool and Frank West.
I guess Deadpool is an adequate replacement for Gambit,
Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is why I like fighting games and why I would always seek them out in the arcade. Because you could play this, weird martial arts guy who is basically Goku and Mega Man and Captain America or Spider-Man. But also in an arcade I frequented was this game. I didn't play it much because I was only one person.
And we have demonstrated empirically that this game is way easier with more people.
Well, it's also a lot more fun.
Well, that's true.
It's got nothing to do with ease.
That's true of reality.
Okay, but this game, you have 3 buttons. You move to the right slowly. You have an attack button that is somewhat context sensitive. You can punch people in front of you, kick them if they're on the ground, or throw them sometimes.
Well, it depends. If they're on the ground, you may punch them, kick them.
Jump on them repeatedly.
Or jump on them.
I like, actually, Colossus's, where he just, sits there and, pounds the shit out of them. Dazzler just kicks them in the nuts over and over, which is...
which is the same thing Cyclops does.
Because he's the worst.
And then Wolverine stabs them because Schnickbub.
He's Wolverine, obviously.
And Nightcrawler uses them as an impromptu trampoline.
Well, he's an acrobat. Do what you know, right?
Why let's use your mutant power, I guess why on the 360 version. It depends on the character. Colossus has the Death Flex, which is by far the best. Cyclops goes pew pew. Dazzler has disco lasers.
Wolverine goes snicked across the entire screen.
With laser claws.
Nightcrawler, like, turns into the Flash for a minute and just runs around the screen.
And Storm shoots lightning tornadoes.
Oh, I forgot Storm was even in this game, even though you mentioned her, like, 2 minutes ago.
And then you can jump. Because, of course, you can jump. You have two different jump attacks depending on if you're ascending or descending, but it doesn't change much.
Yeah, the descending one, I think, is generally better, but I found the ascending kick is actually really good for the Jack in the Tanks, so...
Yeah, so...
Well, Colossus's descending kick is just funny.
So you go through a city and fight Pyro, then you go through a factory and fight the Blob, who...
Nothing moves him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, all the bosses start monologuing when they first come out.
No, Wendigo doesn't.
No, he goes, Wendigo, because he's a Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
But you can interrupt their monologues if you hit them in the middle of it, and it's...
Which makes it even more funny when, like, Emma Frost comes out and she starts monologuing and someone is standing behind her and just punches her in the back of the head.
Like we did just this time.
Exactly.
So then Magneto and Juggernaut somehow kidnap both Shadow Cat and Professor X. I guess she looks like she would still be called Sprite at that point. I don't know if this is post or pre-Age of Apocalypse.
I think it's pre, but there are a lot of Sentinels, so...
So then you have to go to an island and fight Magneto's mutant Diglets and flower people.
And all of his Sentinels, because somehow he's got control of them?
This is... Really quickly, I saw a bunch of GIFs of Deadpool last night, and one of them is him at a con, like, picking a Diglett up, and the Diglett just, like, he, like, picks it up, and the Diglett just, like, runs away, and Deadpool's like, I don't even know.
Anyway, that one's pretty funny.
I also saw him doing the fusion dance with a guy cosplaying Goku, which was kind of awesome. So.
Then you fight Wendigo, and some sort of robot that even I don't know who or what. It looks kind of like Ultron, but not.
He's a robot. Is it Wendigo not actually even an X-Men villain?
No,
he's a Hulk villain. He is in the same issue of Hulk as the first appearance of Wolverine, so there's some connection, but...
Coincidentally, it's a tangent.
In Digital Devil Summoner, the first boss you fight is a Wendigo.
Wendigo! Then Professor X tells you to go in, but it's really Mystique.
It's like,
oh, snap.
And you fall into their trap.
The last time we played it, I was literally standing like... maybe 3 pixels away from her, and I fell into the trap, and she didn't.
It's because she's a Mystique. Her secondary mutation is not falling into pit traps. Especially, and she gets a +5 bonus whenever she makes a dramatic reveal of who she actually is.
Similar to Morgan Freeman, every time he comes into a movie to explain the last plot, he gets a +1 stat boot to any attribute, so.
Well, remember, every time he explains something no one understood, he gains a freckle.
Yep. Although, each freckle actually represents a single stat boost. So he's actually like a +20, whatever it is, a +20 narrator.
Then you fight the Juggernaut. And
no,
the
you fight those launcher.
Oh, yeah.
Statue things before the Juggernaut, bitch.
And Emma Frost.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about Emma because she's like, I'm Emma Frost. And then the two times I played this, I played it with 3 and 4 people. So she was promptly tackled and just wiped out.
Yeah, she goes down really easily compared to some of the other ones. I feel like she would be really hard if you actually let her attack, but...
Psychic powers are hard to emulate in cartoons and video games. And she didn't have the power to turn into diamond yet when this game was made.
I think that would have made that fight way harder.
Yeah, she could flex at you back. And she would look way different naked than Colossus. It would look more like her comic book costume.
Emma Frost is disappointed because she's never worn this many clothes in her life.
She looks really awkward on the load screen.
Oh, so then you find out the professor was taken to Magneto's asteroid. Because of course. Although to be fair, that totally was a thing.
It's just on loan from Metroid, apparently.
So you fly to Magneto's asteroid and do a boss rush for some reason.
Yeah, which seems really out of, like, all the bosses have less health than they do when you actually, or when you fight them on their own, but it feels really out of place. Like, they're kind of, it's a quarter sucker.
Well, it's because they're acting, it feels out of place because they're acting like just standard enemies instead of taking, you know, up their own little screen, so you have all of them coming after you.
Well, it feels very out of the comic or the cartoon to suddenly have a big fight with everyone at the end. I think the greater problem is none of the bosses are all that interesting. They're all super easy to stunlock. Even with one person, you can do it with a little skill. With four, it's just, go get him! Ah! So
there he is!
Colossus's pecs!
There he is, get him!
All the bosses are also basically the same, except Magneto. So after the boss rush, you face Magneto, but it's not really Magneto. Alas, that was Mystique. Magneto is in another place. So then you walk through a door and Magneto is there, master of magnet. You are nothing.
Oh, man. I love the Magneto fight, though, because he's such a pompous asshole.
Well, like I said, the first time we played it, it had the perfect intro because he's like, I am Magneto, master of magnet. You are nothing. And I was playing Wolverine and he promptly bitch kicked Wolverine right in the face and I died. So it was a great start to the fight because I got all my powers back.
Did he laugh at your corpse?
Everybody else ganged up on him.
Normally when he kills someone, he like folds his arms, just ha 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 ha, you are dead. It's amazing.
When he knocks you over, he occasionally calls you an ex-chicken, which I don't even understand how that's supposed to be a legitimate insult.
Master of magnets.
No, master of magnet.
Yeah, only singular.
Okay.
He is master of one magnet. He carries it around with him. This is the master I am magnet of. This is the magnet I am master of.
Now, that's the other way. The Magneto fight is pretty awesome, and I wish it would go longer, but
he is a shield.
I kind of wish he had a second form.
Yeah, right?
Like he turned into a Hydralisk just for no reason.
Yeah. Well, or, you know, you fight him at the beginning of this level, and then there's another level there, because it really feels, as you point out, it's like, it's not really Magneto, it's Mystique. And then you walk through a door and it's like, oh, there's Magneto.
It's like, man.
What?
I can't believe that ploy failed.
Don't even fight one giant sentinel. They're all over, like, the cutscenes in the background of levels. But you never fight one. You don't get to throw Wolverine or Shadow Cat at one.
You cannot throw your teammates, unfortunately.
Like, can you throw teammates in Scott Pilgrim? Is the fastball special a thing in that?
I don't remember. I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
I know you can all get together and do the super spirit gun attack, but...
Well, it's such a big part of...
X-Men.
I mean, hell, that's where we get the term fastball special. It's because Colossus is usually throwing Wolverine.
And
you know what to do, Risky.
And he threw Kitty Pryde that one time. To which someone said, Colossus, you can't solve all your problems by throwing people at them.
Well, he's Russian. That's what they do. They have a problem, they throw people at it. There are Germans on the border. Throw people at it!
I kind of wish this one made it for your October rating column, just so this could get like a sickle and hammer out of flexing or something.
I used flexing out of sickle and hammer too many times, I think.
It was
a good joke. I think that was too many times.
No,
where was the other place you used it?
I remember Super Dodgeball. What was the other one?
It was Strider.
Oh, yeah.
Because sickle and hammer 2.0.
Yeah, I remember now. X-Sickle and Hammer.
X-Sickles.
They're frozenly delicious.
They're mutantly delicious.
Oh, man. I really want Iceman to open up the X-Sickle factory.
But he only makes ice. He doesn't make...
Delicious.
Flavored ice.
Well, yeah, but then you could just, like, grind the ice.
There's gotta be a mutant whose mutant power is to flavor ice, right?
So you can make nice and cheap shave ice.
I am Snowcone.
Fear me.
Of course
I make flavored syrup.
Well, the Brotherhood also has such great all-stars as Toad. I guess the Scarlet Witch was in the Brotherhood for a while, right?
Yeah, before she joined the Avengers.
Well, everybody joined the Avengers.
Yep.
They just wanted a nice big stable for the movie. Avengers 2. Everyone on planet Earth, assemble.
Planet Earth, assemble. Tim from accounting, what are you doing here? I brought donuts. You're in.
I'm going to audit those alien motherfuckers. I'm going to them until they leave.
They're going to be like, man, I didn't know our spending was so out of
control. Well, the aliens are like, haha, we're here to invade. And the U.S. government goes, IRS, get them. Run away.
Yeah, so if we're not talking about this game, it's super simple. You go to the right and punch things. It's fun, especially with a bunch of people. It's up to 6 player, though on a modern console, you need the internet and 2 consoles to swing that.
Well, can't you do a LAN cable?
I don't know. A lot of 360 games don't support that, but it's possible you could.
Well, it's just the Ethernet cable. Ethernet. Does yours even have an Ethernet cable port?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Well, because those ones came with a built-in Wi-Fi, and the original ones didn't, is why I'm asking.
I don't know. I haven't checked. My one maybe not a complaint. The American version of this game is stupid.
Oh yeah, you can choose Japanese or American. Always choose Japanese. I forgot about that.
Because the American one is.
It's harder.
Yeah, it is harder, due to poor design decisions.
Well, the problem is, the game itself isn't really hard because there are literally no penalties for dying.
Well, the penalty is you pay some quarters, but on a console, there is none.
We're talking about the port, on the port, there's no penalties for dying. In fact, if you're playing the Japanese one, you die, you get better, because you get all your mutant power back, so when you're Colossus, you can just flex down to no health, die, come back and do it again.
So you have, like we said earlier, mutant power in this game. You can have up to 4 mana. The Japanese version, you start with 3 when you respawn, and it uses mana first. If you're out of mana, it takes 3 life bars to use your power. The American version, if you have more than 3 life, it always takes life, even if you have mana. And when you have 3 or less, it starts using your mana.
You get 1 when you defeat a boss, or when you game over.
And in the Japanese version, there are both health and mana power-ups you can pick up along the way. The American version has no power-ups at all. But you can replay the first level if you beat the game.
Oh boy. Well, we all know games are better with power-ups. Imagine how much better Phantasy Star would have been if you could have power-ups.
Wait. A little bit.
Well, I mean, like, it's fun, especially, like, if you're drinking or with friends. It would be a lot of fun to just sit around the console.
I like how those are two separate things.
What if you had to take a shot of vodka every time Colossus used his flex? We would all be dead.
We wouldn't be dead.
We would be dead.
Vodka is the appropriate beverage for
Why do you think I chose it? If Colossus dies, you drink vodka. If Dazzler dies, you have to drink a shot of whiskey. No, what would be an appropriate beverage for Disco?
It would have to be glowing and pink, I think.
What is a Canadian hard
maple
liquor?
Syrup?
Yes, if Wolverine dies, you take a shot of maple syrup.
If Cyclops dies, you have to take a shot of ass.
What? No, Cyclops wouldn't drink, so you have to take a shot of water, because he's the worst. If Nightcrawler... What's a German... You have to take a drink a beer if Nightcrawler
dies. An entire pilsner.
And if Storm dies, you have to...
You get high...
You get Hurricane. Duh.
good point.
So there you go. Last time on video game, sanctioned drinking game.
This is a welcome to die sanctioned video game.
Because you'll probably need 2 bottles of vodka, so...
you'll need more than that. But, like, even despite the faults, the game isn't that deep. I mean... There's not much to be had there.
It's a lot of fun. Almost all brawlers have. This is the reason I don't really like brawlers, is because they're way too simple. Nothing happens. One of the things I liked about Double Dragon is that you got new moves, but they didn't really change the way you played the game at all. Brawlers are boring because you just mash.
The only reason this one's fun is because you get 3 other guys on the couch with you. And you spend the whole time cracking jokes, making fun of the fact that that Colossus is flexing.
And
that
it's way
Cyclops
than Double Dragon.
It is,
or,
definitely.
Or Altered Beast. Didn't mean to cut you off there. But.
Well, yeah, it's better than Altered Beast. Because you can get 4 guys.
This is also licensed off of one of my favorite franchises, inexplicably. So, I like the X-Men, so...
They lend themselves well to brawlers.
They do lend themselves well to brawlers.
And they fight all the time.
Yeah,
it makes you wonder how they ever get any studying done.
Well, Wolverine is the headmaster of the school now.
All right, guys. Today I'm going to teach you how to survive a nuclear explosion.
Snicked
Step 1.
And snicked.
Well, you see the Wolverine curriculum, right?
No.
I have to show you that after we finish recording.
Actually, I think I might have, but I have forgotten. But I don't know. It's an okay game. It is not my favorite brawler. Not even my favorite brawler based on X-Men, but...
Well, it's not a great game, but like I was saying, if you need a game to just sit down with a few friends and not actually do anything,
or have to worry about anything,
this is actually faster than a game of Mario Party.
That is true. It only took us, what, like 20 minutes this last run?
Probably, something like that.
I think when we played at my house with the four people, I think it only might have taken us... It took us 15, 20, I think. Maybe up to a half hour.
It was pretty close to an hour the first time Jeremy and I played it, but...
The number of enemies definitely scales up with the players, but a player brings more to the table than enemies bring against the table.
Well, if somebody has Colossus, the rest of the players just get to... Mostly can sit there and clap.
Go, Colossus!
Good job, Colossus! Yay!
Storm gets to use her Death Fibrillator. Which is her attack when people are down and she electrocutes them.
Well, that's what I would do if I could just randomly electrocute people. So.
It's the same thing that happens to everything else.
Yet in the 90s X-Men cartoon, she's constantly going down like a bitch.
It makes
so
no
is Rogue.
Sense.
She like gets punched and she's like, I forgot I have powers.
Aw. Like,
just like how she was running around.
Powers? Like, if you're mutant and you punch Rogue, wouldn't that give Rogue powers?
If you're wearing a glove.
Oh, yeah.
Punch her in the stomach. She doesn't have a bare midriff.
She should fix that. Retroactive.
Or just remember she has powers.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm invulnerable and super strong and can fly. This is a really easy problem to fix.
Wait, those aren't permanent things, are they?
They were in the 90s.
Oh,
she absorbed
Miss
Marvel's powers so much she put her in a coma, and that gave her the powers for a while. Eventually, she lost them somehow.
Fair enough.
Her power is either the best one or the worst one, depending on how you look at it.
But she's always like, I can't touch you, Rammy.
And it's like, I don't care, po' boys.
So what are we playing next week, Tyler?
Well, keeping in the spirit of punching things over and over, we're going to play Punch-Out.
I have the Wii Punch-Out and have never played it.
Awesome. I've never actually played Punch-Out, and it's apparently a classic. So
I have, and I've heard of it.
So Mario's your referee, and you got whatever the name of your trainer is, and...
You're a little Mac. You fight Soda Popinski, who's originally Vodka Somethinginski, but they changed it because vodka is bad, kids.
And don't you have, like, Glass Joe or something
yeah,
like that?
Glass Joe is the first opponent you fight.
King Hippo is the last.
I thought it was like Mike Tyson.
No, only in the Mike Tyson version, which is no longer licensed because they wanted to stop paying Mike Tyson. Next time on Last Time, Punch Out!
Ding, ding, ding!
This has been a production of Last Time on Video Games. Copyright 2013.
All of the video games and other media mentioned herein is copyright of its respective owners. That may not be obvious.
You can contact us at ltovg@lasttimeonvideogames.com. And if you want to contact one of us individually, I am Zach@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
Tyler@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
Or Jeremy, Jeremy@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
You can visit our show page, if you don't want to hit the blog, at gplus.2/lasttimeonvideogames.
If you do want to visit the blog, lasttimeonvideogames.com.
And we've got an RSS feed. You should probably click on it, or one of the other buttons on there.
We're also on iTunes.
And the Twitters.
Twitter is @LTOVG.
Unlike all the games we play on this show, we cannot be emulated.
Ring the bell, sucker!
What?
As a reference to Movie Fighters, another podcast.